This week, Thinking Outside the Book visits with New Orleans artist Michael Dees, whose illustrated books, created book jackets, and postage stamps of such literary luminaries as Tennessee Williams, Catherine Ann Porter, Thornton Wilder, and Edgar Allan Poe. We're in his gorgeous French Quarter home, and here in his living room, there's a bust of Poe. Dees was so intrigued by Poe's visage that he wrote a book about Poe's portraits and daguerreotypes, and became an expert with an eye for originals and fakes.
There were certain pictures of him that were just too perfect, like especially with the paintings. If you really look at them and study them, you realize, wait, this looks awfully familiar. And then you realize, oh, the artist has taken this picture and embellished it and added a mustache or some sideburns. And you realize, oh, this one came first. This one is a fake. There was an early miniature in ivory that everybody thought was the earliest picture of Poe extant. And I did too when I first saw it. But then you start looking at it and you realize, wait a minute, it's based on an engraving, which in turn is based on an oil painting. And each time he got a little plumper in each picture. So by the end, the fake, he looks very young. But if you see the progression, then it becomes clear that this is the original and this is a multi-generation later copy.
And as he was writing, one mysterious image particularly intrigued him.
The opposite thing too happened. There was another picture of Poe that appeared in print in 1907, and it was an unusually handsome picture of Poe. It's a watercolor, maybe 3 by 4 inches.
Oh, tiny.
Maybe smaller, even. And it looks very modern, and he looks so ridiculously handsome. I thought, can't be real. And most people had dismissed it as being a fake. And it had disappeared around 1907 at an auction. Something about it was troubling me. I could never find the original.
He couldn't publish his book until he solved this mystery.
I felt I had to see the thing before I could dismiss it as a fake. So I started this search. I told the publisher, wait, I gotta find this. And I started looking and looking through old auction catalogs. And I finally found an annotated set at the University of Pennsylvania. Back in those days, people would often make notes in the margins of auction catalogs.
Oh, sure.
Of the price and sometimes the name of the buyer. And I found an annotated set at the Petit Library in Pennsylvania. And next to the item were the initials H-E-H. Susan, for weeks, it was driving me crazy. H-E-H, H-E-H. What does that mean? And one day I was in the shower and I thought, Henry E. Huntington. I don't know how it came
about. Oh.
Huntington was a major railroad builder and
right.
has an enormous library in San Marino, which is opulent. I think they have a Gutenberg Bible, actually. So I wrote to them and said, do you have this picture? And they said, no. But I kept finding more and more clues that suggested they had it. I looked at every other item that had been sold at this auction in 1907, and it included several manuscripts from Poe. And I called them again and said, do you have this manuscript? Yes. Do you have this book? Yes. Do you have this portrait? No. I said, oh. So finally I said, like, could you look inside the books? Could you look inside the manuscripts? And somebody finally did go into the vault, and they opened it up, and there it was, full color. And they sent me a reproduction of it, and I started really studying it. And I realized the artist had gotten too many details of Poe's physical appearance perfectly right for this to have been a fake. Even the earlobe, the shape of his nostril, like the curl of his hair, and the gaze, even the color of his eyes, which a lot of artists got wrong. Then I started researching the artist. Turns out he had a studio right down the street from where Poe worked at the Broadway Journal. So there were just too many coincidences.
Yeah.
To me, you know, I said, this is authentic.
We've been talking with Michael Dees about his passion for Edgar Allan Poe. Take a look at a Poe daguerreotype at wwno.org. Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.